On the Hill, in the Congress and the Senate, the numbers are with those in favour of disclosure. And the reason why is for simple political reasons. Politicians like Warner, Rubio, even our mutual friend Tim Burchett, they see votes in the fact that the public is into this issue. There's a great term, I think I've cited it to you before, called the wisdom of the crowd, where pollsters often talk about how there are perturbations in public opinion that are reflected often in social media, but not reflected in polling. And there is a perturbation occurring in space-time right now, which is public opinion is turning right now. You know, people are plugging in. The politicians are aware. They are getting letters. They're getting phone calls. They're getting emails. People are letting them know that this matters. And by golly, it really does matter when people write in, make the effort to put a letter together, put a stamp on an envelope and send a letter into your senator, your congressional representative, and say that this matters to you. They're listening. So the question isn't really who has the power in the Pentagon or the intelligence services or in private corporate aerospace. Those people are irrelevant because people like that seem to have forgotten that America is enshrined in constitutional law. It's government by the people, for the people. And this is an incredibly historic moment. It's actually quite exciting. I mean, I'm a lawyer by training. And the thing that I love about America, the thing I've always admired, is it's rooted in constitutional rights. And some of the greatest moments in American history have happened when the constitutional rights of Americans have been stood up for. I'm just looking on my shelf for my copy of the Iran-Contra folder. I was such a fan of the Watergate hearings and the Iran-Contra hearings in 1970s and then later on in the 1980s when Iran-Contra hearings happened. And that was essentially the Congress basically saying, you know what? We're sick of the bullshit and the lies and the cover-ups. We're going to expose this. And believe me, mate, that's what's going to happen with UAPs. Whatever the secrets are that are being concealed, they are going to be disclosed and revealed in first private and then eventually public congressional hearings. We are going into an extremely interesting period in American history where a paradigm that has been ridiculed, stigmatized, and often mocked by mainstream media, opinion leaders, politicians, the Pentagon, the intelligence community for much of the last 75 years is about to be disclosed in a way that I don't think people are even ready for. But imagine if in hearings on the Hill, witnesses start giving evidence about crash retrieval programs.
I think that the, honestly, I'm just kind of sitting here and I've got all of these different questions written down and different paragraphs written down for things. And I'm just kind of in a little bit of a state of shock because, this is such a historic moment. And the level of coverage it's getting is kind of weird because obviously it's just not happening the way people ever anticipated, where every sci-fi film in the world, you know, when the aliens are arriving or things are being talked about, it's the world news all over. And that hasn't happened because there's just such a domination of the 24-hour news cycle by different things. But this could, I mean, the way that you're talking about it, it just makes me feel like this could be something where when I recap with you in 2023, we're having a completely different conversation. Yeah.
And I think we will be. I really do. I think we will be. I mean, unless some fuckwit in the Pentagon pushes a button and starts a war with China, this is going to come out. I mean, essentially, there will be Watergate-style public hearings on the Hill. Witnesses are going to give evidence. And that's the thing I've come back with more certain than I was before, because I was getting very concerned earlier in the year that the forces that are trying to sit on this issue were going to suppress it successfully and basically stop hearings from happening. And the turning point for me was when the proposed legislation that's going to be put into the Defense 2023 Defense Appropriations was put before both the House of Reps and is now sort of coming up before the Senate for consideration. And this has come from the two key committees, the House and Senate Intelligence and Armed Services Committees. These are two of the most powerful committees regulating the intelligence services and the Defense Department. Basically, it's being made very, very clear to the military that they're not going to get any money next financial year unless they start being more open. And the thing that I was really struck by from talking to mainly staffers, but also a couple of politicians in the Congress, including Tim Burchett, is there is not just a frustration, but a palpable anger that they've been having their chain pulled by mm-hmm. the Pentagon and the intelligence community for so many years. And they're pissed off. They know they've been lied to. And the reason they know they've been lied to is because what people miss is there's already been secret hearings on the Hill. You know, there've been hearings inside SCIFs where politicians, and I've spoken to some of them, have seen the videos that are so profoundly important to making them realize that this is a real phenomenon. And, you know, there have already been witnesses give evidence on the Hill about issues. And so I can tell you, I mean, I know for a fact, because some of the people that I talk to are already getting phone calls, there is a very aggressive cohort of staffers who can see that there is a fantastic story behind all of this. And one of the dreams you have as a staffer on the Hill is the power that the Congress can derive from a bipartisan push for an investigation where witnesses are deposed under oath and basically compelled to give evidence about what they know. That's what's going to happen.